Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I got
Are you there?
yes, I've got you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great.
It's been a minute.
Yes, sir. It's been, well, let's see here. It was I went to spend 10 years.
Yeah, because we went to the Village Green Records together, didn't we? Remember that?
Yes, yeah, and you didn't you buy the Disco Duck record?
Yeah, something like that. Disco Duck or something that was outlandish and weird, but that's me, so.
I love disco, so
Yeah, so me too. It was back when music was fun,
Oh, sure. I tried to play Bee Gees at work the other day, and they were like, "Get out of town."
Oh, really? Yeah. It's
Yep.
funny. I used to play all kinds of weird stuff when I worked for the, well, it was the Teleplex Sports Network then. Then it was the Ball State Sports Network. But anyway, I had an iPod back when iPods were a thing.
Right.
I had just a weird, eclectic, I had everything on there from, ABBA to Pavarotti to just everything. Clay Aiken, you name it. I had 40 million different things on there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I used to play that, and everybody go, "Oh my God, Rob's got the iPod again. Or Rob's playing music again," because they didn't hear it. They are set up with, "Oh God, Rob's," Well, anyway, I found that original iPod when I was cleaning out my desk after I retired. I found that iPod, and it still works.
Man,
It's a iPod 1.5, if that tells you anything.
everybody dogs out Apple products, but they last.
Yeah, I was pretty amazed that I charged it. It's like, oh my gosh, it still works.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Andy's Local Flavor. I'm Joe, and that's Rob. He's lucky enough to be retired from Ball State. So we're both alumni of Ball State in the 90s, back in the golden years. So,
Back when the head coach was a quarterback.
huh?
When we were at Ball State, Mike New, who's the head coach, was our quarterback.
Right. Yeah, I'd forgotten
Yeah.
that. Yeah. Man, Ball State football's totally changed. I went at that 20th reunion. I actually tailgated the Ball State football game, and it's totally different than what it was like when we were there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the facility's changed. Everything's upgraded, and it's they've done a really good job with everything,
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So what are you watching right now?
I'm not watching anything right now. Oh, you mean like in general, like on Netflix and stuff, or
Yes, yeah. What series are you watching
I'm
that's
watching
streaming?
like The Morning Show on Apple TV.
Uh-huh.
It has Jennifer
Oh,
Aniston in it
okay.
and stuff. That's
Okay.
good. Yep. And then my wife and I, we watch Suits. That's an old, it's an oldie, well, not real old, but it's old enough. It's, then we watch a show. Let's see, what else did we watch? Nothing really new. I mean, it's funny how you watch some of the older series because some of the new ones just aren't that great, anymore.
Oh, I have you seen Ted Lasso on Apple TV?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've watched it too. Yes, that's not a my wife and I don't watch it, but I've watched it. I kind of got away from it for some reason. I forget why, but I've watched it. So it's funny. I like it too. That's a feel good type. The whole show is just it's really really well written.
Right.
But it's funny because in the movie realm, like when we go over these 20 movies,
Right.
it's most of mine are all comedies. But in TV, I mostly watch like documentaries, or I watch like crime stuff, or I watch it's different. Like I mean, I like comedy on TV too, don't get me wrong. But like, so all my movies I noticed are almost all comedy. But then when I watch TV, it's like Suits or White Collar or shows like that. It's different than because there's not a whole lot of comedies that are on that I really think are funny anymore, sadly.
Well, speaking of which, I think we need to touch on Matthew Perry and the accidental drowning. He was only 54, and the star of Friends, Chandler Bing.
Yeah.
That was really tragic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So when did that happen?
Over the weekend.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't even know that. That's so weird. Just, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw it Saturday in the LA Times online.
Wow.
Yeah, he died of an accidental drowning.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I was a huge Friends. I love Friends. That was one of the. That's an older one, but that's just so funny. The way the whole cast, the ensemble, the way they work together, and the way that was written, and that was just a great show all around, I thought.
Did you see the reunion show?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
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 It was well done.
Yeah, it was. It was. So
I'm watching Community on Hulu, which I hadn't seen before, and I'm watching.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, that's funny. That's got what's his name? Not Hale. Joel McHale. Is it who it is? Who's in it? I forget.
Joel McHale, right.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that's good.
Chevy Chase is in it.
Chevy Chase play. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny, you know.
He's totally Mr. Incorrect.
Yes, yes.
I'm also watching I'm still watching The Simpsons. They're running out of storylines in the 34th season, but I'm still watching that.
Right, yeah.
On Disney Plus, and I'm watching I finished Ahsoka because I'm a Star Wars guy on Disney Plus, and I'm watching Loki the second season, and that's disappointing.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know if you were a superheroes guy or not, but yeah.
Well, you know, it was funny. As a kid, I was, and as I got older, I just wasn't. There was a TV show years ago. Well, obviously, Wonder Woman, I liked it. But then there was, around the same time, there was Captain America.
Oh, sure.
Rode around on this motorcycle that had the shield on the front of it, and I thought that was really cool. It was always like red, white, and blue. I still wear red, white, and blue to this day.
It's right.
Long story. But anyway, so I like that just because of the colors and then the Wonder Woman and all that. But after those, I just kind of quit. As I got older, I just kind of got away from the superhero stuff and everything, you know. And I used to love thrillers like Dracula, Frankenstein, all the horror movies and all the stuff back then. And anymore, I don't like any of that stuff. Like I said, basically, I just watch comedies. It's so funny how over the years my tastes have changed.
Yeah, that's what I watch, is a lot of comedies. So what? It's a happy Halloween, everybody. So what did you dress up as a kid? What's your favorite memories of Halloween?
Well, as a kid, I was always like whatever mask was just the cheapest because my parents weren't very well off, you know. So it was kind of like, not
sure.
You know, I mean, I didn't starve or anything, don't be wrong. But we just got whatever was, you know, the little mask that had the little strap that you stick on, you know.
So right.
I was a devil one year. That was kind of fun. I was about 5 or 6, and I was a devil with a little, you know, it was funny. but then after I became a racing fan, I was always dressed up like a race driver, you know.
Right.
So that was my go-to. And then as I got older, I loved Evel Knievel too. So I always did the Evel thing. Yeah.
Man, those toys are worth mucho bucks now.
Well, funny story about that. Back when eBay was kind of a newer thing, back when you had, what was it called? The zero internet that was dial up and all that stuff and everything, you know?
Right.
Well, anyway, net zero or whatever. I forget.
Yes, net zero.
But
right.
Anyway, yeah. So I was on eBay and I wasn't, you know, back then, you know, I was working at Ball State and I wasn't making a whole ton of money. But I had a chance to buy a case of Evel Knievel stunt cycles still in the shipping box, like a case, like 12 units in a box for $240.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. This is back in probably, I'm guessing, let's see, 1999, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
2000, something like that. Anyway.
Yeah.
And And I thought, man, that's, you know, that might be a good deal. Well, now then you look at those things, one of them is worth like $1,500, just one, because it was the original Ideal. It wasn't the remakes. It was the original Ideal Evel Knievel stunt cycles, you know?
Right.
And I'm like,
the one with a crank.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have a knockoff still that works, but it's, you know, it's not, it's, you know, it's a remake. It's not the original. So, but yeah, that was my chance to be a millionaire. And I did, well, not quite. Anyway, like I tell everybody, it's like I'm working on my second million. And they go, really? Like, yeah, I gave up on my first.
That's funny. Because there's no way at our complex, there was no way we could dress up as a devil, and there was no way we could do with anything that was evil.
Oh, yeah.
So that was banned.
Well, I lived in Kentucky, so you could get by with a lot, you know. I lived in a little town in Carrollton, Kentucky, population like 3,500 people, I think, or something. So if you count the dogs and the cats and all that. But I mean, it was great, though. I mean, I'm not putting it down. I loved growing up there. It was great. But there was a lot more liberties you could take then and not get, you know, because you're talking back in the 70s, you know.
Right.
These early 70s.
Right. Yeah, me and my brother dressed up as Bert and Ernie.
Oh, nice.
That was our first costume.
Yeah, that's right.
And then later I dressed up as Dracula and slicked my hair back with Vaseline, and it took a week to get out of my hair.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you had that thick hair. See, I had no hair, so it was kind of hard to. I got thin. I was balding when I was in fourth grade, I think. So anyway.
You want to talk sports?
Yeah, we can if you want.
Okay. Are you a Colts guy?
I'm a Colts guy. I work for the Colts, so I am a Colts guy. But okay. I would, even if I didn't work for them. I do all the home games for the Colts, and a lot of my friends do too. Some people, you know, that I was at Ball State with work there as well. But yeah, but I like Colts. They're not doing great right now, but hopefully it turns around. I don't know about Anthony Richardson. I just had a weird feeling when I heard them, when they got him. I just had a weird feeling about him, the injury thing, you know. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just did. I'm not trying to, like, oh, well, yeah, you can say that now because he's injured. But I did. I just had this weird, like, you know, and then sure enough, it's like he's – I hope it's just a thing that passes. But, you know, some people, once they're injured, they stay injured, if you know what I mean. They just
– Oh, sure.
Never
– Yeah.
They always are hurt, you know, and they just don't ever reach their potential because – and hopefully that's not the case. But, you know – So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I was a Colts fan. I grew up a Bengals fan because I live so close to Cincinnati.
Sure.
And then I, you know, was friends. One of my high school, or not high school, in Carrollton, he wound up Bengals. So that was cool. So anyway, but yeah, but I was a Bengals fan, Colts fan, but I like all sports pretty much. People are going to favor when I say this, but I don't like soccer.
That's fine. I get
but,
it. I support the Indy 11, but.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause I work for them too. Like I freelance and I do shows for them. So don't get me wrong. I don't hate it. It's just not one of my favorite sports, but I don't like it, you know, but sometimes it's great. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Indy 11, you know, some of the matches that since they got the new coach, they got, what was it, last year or 2 years ago when they got their new coach?
I don't know.
It's 2 years ago, I think. But he's changed it around and they're it's fun. It's just, I just like more scoring in sports, you know? So that's,
yeah, kind of, sure.
I understand. Trust me, it's a long field and running up and down. You know, I can't even walk across it to set a mic up. You know, so I can't it for 90 minutes. Yeah. So anyway, but it's not one of my favorites. But yeah, but you know, I support the Indy 11 and all the Indy teams and all that. So, but you know, and Pacers and stuff. I used to work for Pacers, so I'm kind of a Pacers fan. I'm more of a college basketball fan than NBA fan.
What
you and all that? What was that?
you're in the business. Who's the biggest star that you've met?
The biggest star?
Yep.
Oh, gosh. You mean overall ever? Or do you mean like...
Well, who'd you get starstruck by?
Well, I'll tell you what. I wasn't really starstruck, but it was like an eclipse happened when I was at... it was back when Shaquille O'Neal was still playing for Orlando, and they played the Pacers.
Yeah.
And he walked by me, and I thought the lights went out. At back then, it was... Before Banker's life, it was one of the two back then.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh, it's like... He's just a massive man. He is huge. So he walked by, I'm like, well, did the lights, what's, oh wow, he's big. Yeah. So, yeah. But I've met, you know, like race drivers like Johnny Rutherford and AJ Foyt and Tony Stewart and people like that, you know, and Jeff Gordon. And, you know, so I've met a lot. And then getting to work with alongside like Bob Jenkins, who
passed
away. I worked a lot of races with him. I was in A2, which, you know, set up audio for the announce booth with Bob Jenkins and Larry Rice back in the day. So that was a lot of fun. Paul Page, I've done a lot of those with Paul Page, and he's a legend. And I have a book that I need him to autograph for me. That he wrote. That's a really good book. But as far as sports, you know, regular like stick and ball sports, you know, or the like, I met Leo Larry Bird. I've met Ozzie Smith, you know. So I've been fortunate to meet quite a few people that are pretty cool. I met Gene Cernan, who was the last man to walk on the moon. You know, that was pretty cool. So yeah, I did a couple shows with him. So yeah, I've been fortunate, you know. Most of them have been really cool too. Most people that I've worked with and that I've met, they've been really, you know, they've been pretty cool to work with and stuff, you know. So I've been very fortunate that way, because I've heard stories about some, you know.
Well, I've got a story about Pete Rose if you want to hear it.
Sure, yeah, go ahead. I was always a Pete Rose fan. The Big Red Machine, that was my team back in my dad's team in baseball, you know. With Dave Concepcion and you know Johnny Bench and you know Joe Morgan and all them, that was a great team. And Sparky Anderson, you know, that was great. So yeah, absolutely. Tell me your Pete Rose story.
Well, I was there to meet George Foster because they were both there at I can't remember the name of the complex where they were doing the signing. But anyway, I had heard
a story. Front Stadium?
No. They were doing a signing in Castleton Mall.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
And I heard a story that Pete Rose was kind of salty doing autographs. So like the week before I was going to go see him, I went to the store and got a Sharpie. And, I read a story in a magazine about him. And as we were walking up to the table, I said, Mr. Rose, I heard in 1977 you're a player of the year, and you turned down the Cadillac for an AMC Pacer. Mm-hmm. And he was getting older, and he kind of sat there for a minute, and you could see the wheels turn in his head. Mm-hmm. And then he turned to his agent. He said, I did have an AMC Pacer. And then he was all smiles, and I handed him the green. I said, here's a green Moneyball Sharpie you can have to sign the autographs today. And then he was all smiles and took a bunch of pictures. And then I met George Foster, and I found out that he went to Pacific University. And he looked like, if it wasn't for his white goatee, it looked like he could step right on the field that day.
Stood up and still hit? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's cool. So yeah. I never met Pete Rose. I was always a big Pete Rose fan, and still, you know, we won't talk about that, but I still, you know, the whole Hall of Fame thing, it's like, you know, and then with betting now, my gosh, you know, it's crazy. Like I can't bet and use those apps because I work for the NFL.
Right.
And so I still don't, you know, bet on anything, or I never have been a gambler much, you know.
Right. Like
that. But when I worked in the NFL, because I was part of, when they had the we were called Fan Audio Technicians was our official title, but everybody else calls us Fake Crowd Noise. Back COVID, during the COVID games for the Colts, like I actually was the one that generated those sounds, like they made it sound like on TV that there was a crowd there.
That's right.
My job. So when I did that, of course, I had an NFL credential, so I wasn't allowed to gamble or anything like that. It was very strict, you know, about different things. It's just totally understandable. Luckily, I didn't do that anyway. But that was pretty neat doing that, you know, being the fake crowd guy. But yeah, it was pretty funny because on the one promo they did, like for the, was it the 100th anniversary for the NFL? But there was a promo that actually had, you know, they're going through and all of a sudden, you know, we're back and da 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 and this, that, and the other for the whatever it was. And then you see this one shot of this little guy in a closet with the headphones on and it says, no more fake crowd or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, that's not too far off of how it looked in some of the arenas from the pictures that people saw. Because we had one giant group text, you know, that had all of us on it, all 32 teams, you know.
Oh, wow.
We communicate during the game, just kind of, just as you were doing it. And it was kind of cool. And some people were telling me, yeah, I'm in a broom closet and there's water leaking. And I was like, oh, wow. Because I was center field at Lucas Oil, like right there, like right underneath the announce booth, where it was just like, oh, this is great. Everybody else was talking about their struggles. I'm going, yeah, I'm glad that's not me. But anyway, that was cool. That was a lot of fun.
I guess the time I got starstruck, because I don't get starstruck very often, because mm-hmm. I met George Carlin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I met George Carlin when I was still doing radio.
Oh, that's
cool. And in 97. But when I met George McGinnis, the famous Hall of Fame Indiana Pacer,
oh yeah,
I got starstruck. I was like, wow. Oh,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he was one of the greats for sure.
Yeah.
So, well, I met, you know, I worked with Quinn Buckner quite a bit, you know, and I did Chris Denary and Quinn, you know, and Quinn's one of those distinctions, you know, where he has a state, he has a championship in everything he ever did, in every, you know.
Right.
The gold medal, you know, so it's
like, right. So you ready for the movies?
Sure.
Okay, I'll do one and then you can do one. My bonus pick is Pulp Fiction.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is a movie you probably never heard of called Off the Mark.
Who's in it?
Nobody you would probably know. The only like semi-famous person, she was actually in Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Terry, gosh, I can't think of her name now. It was Terry Farrell. That's who it is.
Oh, okay. But
it was a weird movie. It was a the premise is so weird. It's about this teenage boy's family once took in a Russian exchange student in their home for a year. This Russian exchange student was really mean to him and horrible. Well, after several years later pass, they find themselves in a triathlon that they're competing in. And the Russian kid and he have to go against each other. And it's so funny. It sounds dumb and it is dumb, but it's one of those stupid slapstick comedy things where it's like, it's brainless, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like they're like, for instance, Mark Neely is the guy that was the main, you know, the lead actor. He and Terry Farrell are talking like they're, you see them on a field because they're practicing running and stuff, you know. And in the back, it was stupid humor like this. Like in the back, you know, you see the press box and they're talking to each other. It's a wide shot. They're standing face to face. And they go, well, even if you don't do this, it's not the end of the world. And then the mushroom cloud blows up behind the press box. You see it in the sky, you know, stuff like that. Just stupid, stupid humor, you know. But it was, you know, it was pretty funny. So, but I liked it. And he had crazy legs disease where when he walked, when he ran, his legs would go crazy and he couldn't run. And then he had to get on a bike and learn how to. It's just, it was a really. It's called Off the Mark, but should be called Off the Wall because it was so cool. But anyway, that was, yeah, it was came out like 87, you know, something like that. So anyway, but it was, but that was my honorable mention or whatever you want to call it, your other one.
Yeah, bonus pick.
Bonus pick, yeah.
I was doing the internet research for this, and I went to the Internet Movie Database.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you guys can't pick anything. Oh, so
you mean their, you mean their ratings and stuff?
Yes. I was like, you guys are hot garbage.
Oh, yeah. I'm always one of these people that if a critic likes it, I'm probably not going to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Always definitely. Look towards the critics or the, or you know, they give it like one or two stars. Like, yeah, I'll probably like that, you know? So, yeah, but that was my, that was the one that probably no one's ever heard of.
My number 20 pick is Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Oh, yeah. So I picked Stroker Ace.
Good movie.
Remember that? Kenny Rogers, sure. And Burt Reynolds and all that?
Oh, yeah. I love Burt Reynolds. I have a Burt Reynolds movie coming up.
Yeah. Oh, let me guess. Is it Hooper?
No.
No?
No.
Better.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, let me guess. Smokey and the Bandit?
Better.
Oh, wow. Oh, the football movie?
Yeah, The Longest Yard.
Longest Yard. Yeah. You know what? I had that. My, here's the thing. When you said pick 20 movies, I thought, man, that's going to be kind of tough. But then, and, here, and just so you know, my list, here's what I did. I went through and just started naming movies off of my head because I thought if I just did it that way, instead of me going back and doing research and looking at things, I thought if I just do it, that at least I remember them in my head, that they must have been important to me. Because there's just so many great movies out there, that especially from that era back then. Like, yeah, The Longest Yard was amazing. That was so funny. And even the remake was okay, but man, the original was just, you can't beat it, you know?
Right. Especially when he throws it right in the center of that guy's
Yeah,
absolutely. Anatomy.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Twice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're up. It's number 20.
That was what?
Number 20. You're up.
Yeah, Stroker Ace. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. Okay. Number 19, the movie about obsessive compulsive disorder, The Aviator.
Oh, really? I don't think I've seen that.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it. I saw Catch Me If You Can. I love that. Oh,
great movie. That's
a great movie, too.
Oh, I was going to say, I did the same thing you did. I just started writing down movies.
Yeah.
Because I know I can name my top five all the time.
Right.
So I just started doing the top five and filled it in from there.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah. Mine, you will not believe my top five. Probably not. And now that you mentioned a couple of movies, like I was going to put Hooper on there because that's really funny. I thought the Burt Reynolds, he was a stuntman.
Right.
And Hooper. You remember that movie? And
I haven't seen it.
It why?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's really good. It's pretty funny. So, anyway. So, yeah, my 19 is Talladega Nights. So
that's a great movie.
And Ricky Bobby. And all
yeah.
That,
you know? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Daddy, I'm going fast. Shake and bake. Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm on fire. Help me, Oprah Winfrey. Help me. Not on fire. I'm on fire. You're not on fire.
My number 18 pick, one of the stars was high the entire time. It's Stir Crazy.
Oh, Stir Crazy. Wow. Yeah. That was Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. Was that Mel Brooks?
No.
That wasn't a Mel Brooks, because I have a couple of Mel Brooksons on there, but because Gene Wilder was in Young Frankenstein.
That's my favorite Halloween movie.
Really? Yeah, I have it's number 12 on my list. But yeah, the Young Frankenstein. Yeah, Gene Wilder. I remember that movie. But yeah. Was that the one where they're walking through and go, "That's right, we bad. That's right, we bad." Was that it?
No. That's Silver Streak.
Silver Streak, yes.
Which I was gonna, I didn't want to put both of those movies on the list, but Silver Streak is I tried to go with the funnier one, and I think Stir Crazy's funnier one. Yeah. Silver Streak. Silver, you can't beat either one of those movies.
Silver Streak had its moments.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Pure kitty cat.
Yeah. 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 That's funny. So, is that, what number is that?
That's 18.
18? My 18 is Apollo 11.
Oh, that's...
The newest one? The newest movie, the Apollo 11 that they did, you know, about the moon landing. That was so well done. And then I found out, too, that the movie was done. If you look at all the footage, they put it together as they synced all the time code and everything from all the different, you know, there's scenes that no one's ever seen before. There's footage no one's seen before. They put it all together in chronological order and then let it tell its own story, essentially. And I found out the music during the movie was all done on instruments that were made no later than 1970. So all the instruments you hear and all the music, the score, it was all done on equipment that was done in that period. Which, oh, wow. I thought it was really cool. You know, wow. So yeah, it's a great movie. It's so well done. You know, and there's scenes that you've never seen before and footage, because I used to be a big space nut. So I used to watch all that stuff. Right. And there's stuff that's like, oh, wow, I've never seen that before. Oh, you know, that's a great movie. So, yeah.
Number 17, one of my favorite directors, Kevin Smith's Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy. I've never seen that.
Oh, it's a dark comedy.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah.
It's about relationships with men and women.
Oh, okay.
In New Jersey.
Right.
Have you seen the movie Clerks?
I think I have, but I don't remember. It doesn't stand out to me.
Okay. Yeah, because that was his first film, black and white film. That's a classic.
Clerks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those were his two biggest movies.
Right. So I have to, because Clerks wasn't dark comedy, was it? That was just a comedy, wasn't it?
Or was it? It was. Yeah, it was dark comedy too, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking the wrong
one. It's about this guy that named Dante who works at a convenience store in New Jersey.
Oh yeah, no, that's nope. I was thinking of something else, probably.
And they play hockey on the roof.
Oh yeah. So. That doesn't ring a bell. What hump doesn't ring a bell? No, never mind. Wrong movie. Quasimodo. What? What number are we?
17, yeah.
Mine is Apollo 13.
Okay.
So one of my non-comedy movies. So, yeah, I thought that was well done. And, you know, it's just one of my, like I said, it's a space movie. And I thought the way the actors and the way that it was all, you know, written and put together, I thought it was really good. So.
My 16 was, I've seen it once or twice, but it's a classic, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. So, I was watching a thing, like a reunion thing of That Thing You Do, the Tom Hanks movie.
Right.
That Thing You Do was cool. That was the first movie that Tom Hanks ever directed.
Right.
So, and did you see it?
No.
It's a really good movie. You should watch it. It's really good. It's really well done. And the cool, I don't know why I got off on this tangent, but the thing is, the actors in that movie, the group, the Wonders, that is really them. That's not studio musicians singing that song or playing it in the soundtrack. They play all the songs. Like, that's actually, they taught the actors how to be a band rather than taking a band and trying to teach them how to be actors.
Oh, wow.
Really cool. You know?
Yeah.
So, which reminds me of a movie that I left off the list that really makes me mad. I didn't even think about it until now. It was Miracle. You know, Miracle on Ice?
You talking about Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fantastic movie.
That's not on my list, and I forgot to put it on there. See, there's just so many that you think about, like, oh man, that was a great movie. And the reason why I bring that up is because that's where they took skaters and taught them how to act. That's why the skating is so good in that movie, because they taught skaters how to act instead of the other way around. So that's why, you know, and they spent hours and hours of choreography trying to get the scenes exactly right in that movie for the skating to intertwine it with the real footage, you know. So it was really well done that way. But anyway, but off tangent, but yeah, Top Secret was mine. That was one of the first films it was a Zucker Abrams film, you know?
Right.
So, but it was Val Kilmer and was in it and all that. So did you ever see it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh yeah. Cause it came out like 84, I think, or something. So it's pretty old. So just like me, I'm pretty old too.
You and me both.
Yeah. So,
Number 15 is for me is the original Batman.
Oh yeah. So the original?
No, Jack Nicholson.
No.
And Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Yeah. I always thought Michael Keaton was a great Batman. Some people didn't like him, as I thought he was great.
I did too. He's my favorite.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, me too. So I always liked Michael Keaton. I mean, my gosh. Did you ever see the movie? I can't believe I can't think of the name of it now. Put me on the spot here. Mr. Mom is a good one. You ever seen that?
Yeah, sure. That's a great movie.
Oh my god, that's a great movie. But the one with he and Henry Winkler where they have the house of prostitution in the morgue. They run it out of the morgue.
I think that's called Night Shift.
Night Shift. That's it. God, I can't think of it. But that movie is hilarious. And Michael Keaton in that is he's just so funny. So, anyway. But that didn't make my list, but that's a funny movie as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, was that your 15? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
I picked We're the Millers.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen We're the Millers?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah, it's really well done. So Jennifer Aniston in it, and then you know, Zedekus and all that. It's funny, you know.
Yeah, Zedekus is great.
They work well together too, you know.
Right.
But it's pretty funny. Yep.
Number 14 is Frontal Lobotomy, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, wow. That's, yeah. That goes back to the stir crazy thing, right? I see a trend. No.
hey, Chief, can you shoot hoops?
Yeah. I forgot about that one. So, my next one is Color of Money.
Oh, I took a billiards class at Ball State when I had all my credits that I needed to graduate. So I took a billiards class as a filler. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I play pool in league and stuff. Like, I've been in leagues for 30 years. You know,
oh, wow.
Well over 30 years. And I'm still not any good, but hey, you know, I stab around at it, you know. But that movie, it's pretty well done, you know. So, and the guy that plays Grady Seasons, Keith McCready, I've actually met him and talked to him before at tournaments and stuff and everything, you know. So, and some of the consultants, you know, I know from that film. I didn't know them then, obviously. I just knew them later on and met them because I play pool. Because my friend Felix and I, we used to travel all around different tournaments and stuff, going all over, just watching tournaments and you know, seeing the pros play and at the Glass City Open in Toledo and then the Derby City Classic down in Louisville, around Louisville. I haven't been to that one. But anyway, we used to travel around a lot. So pool was a big part of my life and still is. I don't play as much as I used to, but my wife plays too. So we play league and stuff, so it's pretty cool. But that was my My number 14, Color Money.
Great movie. Yeah. Did you see the documentary on Jeanette Lee?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that was really well done, I thought. So
yeah.
Yeah, she married an indie guy. She married a guy that his name is George Breedlove. He used to be really good. He was on the pro tour for a while and everything. And he was, that's who she married. So I know him too. She's really, I've only met her like once or twice, but not really, I wouldn't really say meet, just, you know, say hi. That's about it. But yeah, that was a great documentary.
Yeah. Very well done. Number 13 is Burt Reynolds, former Florida State quarterback, The Longest Yard.
Longest Yard, yeah. We're going to play the guards. I'll play. Yeah.
What do you think of I'm going to draw a blank on his name. What did you think of the remake?
Hey, it was okay. I mean, it's kind of like, I think it seems to me anymore that people are just lazy and they just remake stuff, you know?
Oh, I totally agree.
There's no new ideas, really. They just remake old stuff. And I get that, you know, there's never a joke that hasn't been told.
Right.
But, you know, there are ways. I just think some things should be left alone. You know, like, well, it's like, one of my movies I'll be mentioning coming up is, well, and it's a joke, everybody says, what's the best golf movie ever made? They say Caddyshack. What's the worst golf movie ever made? Caddyshack 2. I mean, you know, it's like, it's funny because that's seems how that works, you know, remakes and stuff. So, although the remake of the movie Arthur, that wasn't bad. That was pretty good. I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was there's a lot of throwbacks to the original that I thought was pretty cool in that remake, you know.
I have to that's with Russell Brand, right?
Yes.
I can't stand that guy.
Yeah, I can't either. But this movie, that was what shocked me about it, because I couldn't either. And I watched the movie, I'm like, man, this is I enjoyed it. You know, it was like, that's kind of wild, because I don't want to give it away, but that's my number one movie on my list is Arthur, because I just love that movie. I've seen it a million. I could quote it from start to finish, and it was one of my mom and dad's favorite movies. And then I like, you know, so it just has a lot of good memories associated with it. But anyway, but we'll go back to the regular list. But what I'm getting at is, you know, the remake of that, it didn't suck, because some remakes, like I said, are remakes or sequels are horrible. The sequel to Arthur wasn't very good, but the remake of it was, you know?
Right, right.
Anyway, but going on to the list, I'm sorry. Where were we now? 13?
Number 13.
13. I just put the Naked Gun series in there because I couldn't pick which one was the funniest.
Oh, yeah.
All the Naked Guns, I mean, I was kind of cheating, I guess, but the whole Naked Gun series to me is just phenomenal. They're funny. They're just so... The way that they're done, I just think they're hilarious to me. I know a lot of people hate them, but I like them. So
33 and a third.
Yeah, 33 and a third. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Mel Brooks, History of the World Part 2.
Yeah.
It wasn't a part one, but it was History of the World Part 2.
Did you see the remake on Hulu?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's 6 parts or 8 parts.
Really?
It's in the series. It's on Hulu. It's funny, but it's not hilarious.
Right, right.
So
yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. But,
so yeah, the Naked Gun series, that's my 13.
All right, number 12 is first time in a long time that they heard classical music, Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah. That's my wife's favorite movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah, it's like I said, you talk about an oldie but a goodie. I mean, it's like that's one of those movies that'll last forever, you know?
Yeah.
And that's your 13, is that right?
12.
12. My 12, pardon me, is Young Frankenstein.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Rich Swingley, who I work with and who used to work, was at Ball State with, you know, he's the one that hired me at Ball State 30 years ago or whatever. But anyway, and I work with him still to this day, but he, that's one of his favorite movies, you know, it's Young Frankenstein. So
you can't go wrong with Mel Brooks. I mean,
no, he's, you know, it's funny. I look back on my list, and after you see some of these movies or hear them, you'll be like, yeah, probably 70% of this list you could never make today.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 11 is number one on the Internet Movie Database, Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I mean, you can't not like it, you know. It's one of those, it's a great movie. You know, the way it's edited together and the way it's, you know, written and everything, it's great. So, and honestly, I mean, Tom Hanks hasn't done too many bad movies, you know.
Right.
You know, this,
except for maybe Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, his, well, even that, you know, it is what it is. But his, you know, so Splash. And
I love Toy Story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah. So my number 11 is Spaceballs.
Oh man, yeah,
yeah.
That's, we've gone to Plaid.
Yeah, we've gone to Plaid. Yeah. We need to jam the radar. Smucker's jar hits the dish. You know, just stupid stuff, you know. Let me out of this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really are Jewish.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's all we need is another Jewish princess. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty funny.
My number 10 is The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a classic, too. That's a oldie as well. But, yeah, that was his first big film. Or maybe right. His first one ever, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a great one. My number 10 is The Hangover.
I was talking about, have you seen Between Two Ferns?
Yes. 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 Yeah, some of those are just so funny. Oh my gosh.
The one with Hillary Clinton is the best one.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
You're kidding me.
No, I haven't seen that one. No, but I've seen a lot of the other ones that are, you know, well, with the one when he has Bradley Cooper on there is hilarious too. It's
like, yeah. Oh yeah.
But yeah, that's funny. Yeah, The Hangover, just the thing about The Hangover was I was doing a freelance gig out in Las Vegas, actually. It was the Last Thunder series. And so a lot of the crew decided to go to this movie. I didn't even heard about the movie, you know, but everybody's going. I don't want to go, but what the heck, everybody else is going, so I'll go. And I literally laughed from when I got there until when we were walking. I mean, the credits alone are just so funny. I mean, that movie is just, I thought it was so well done. And, you know, just when you think you got figured out what's coming, and then it goes a different direction, you know. But I thought it was really funny. So that was my number 10.
My number 9 is... There was a coworker that dressed up as Doc Hollywood, Back to the Future today.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So yours are all like serious and thought provoking, all that. Mine is stupid. You know, but this is all about me, I guess.
Oh, but man, you could pick whatever you want.
No, I don't. But still. Yeah, but that was a great one, too. So. Get a pair of those shoes, they are worth $1 million, you know, or more. The airs he wore in there, you know.
Well, you know, Adidas made a pair of DeLorean shoes.
Oh, they did?
They sure did.
Yeah. Well, so that's pretty funny. So let's see, my 8 and 9 are together.
Okay.
One's a sequel to the other one.
Okay.
And my 9 is One Crazy Summer, and my 8 is Better Off Dead, because they were right. You know, Better Off Dead came first, and then One Crazy Summer was the sequel to it the next year, I think.
I haven't seen either one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Better Off. Yeah, you have to at least One Crazy Summer. You know, it is what it is. Bobcat Goldthwait's in it, if that tells you anything. He plays a character that is funny as heck.
Yeah.
In One Crazy Summer, but Better Off Dead, it has
Cusack
in it. Yeah. But you need to watch it. It's really funny, you know. So, and there's a guy in there that plays, he played a moonlighting as the love interest of the assistant. He played Booger in
Revenge of the Nerds. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. Anyway, he's in this, and it's about Better Off Dead. It's a skiing background, skiers, you know?
Right.
And this one guy that's a total jerk is talking to this one girl, looking right at her, and he's standing right between them, you know, this Booger character. Of course, he's shorter, standing there, and he goes, "Well, you look like you'd be a good helper. You would hold my clipboard. What's your name?" And he says his name. It was so funny. It was like, oh my God. It was like, it was really funny. So, what was his name in the movie? He says, "What's your name?" And then he, he says, "Charles DeMar." He's talking to the girl, not him. You know, he answers his name, Charles DeMar. So anyway, but if you see one of them, it'd be Better Off Dead be the one to see, you know?
All right. Number 8 is, my cousin saw this movie 40 times in the theater. That's 4-0.
Jeez.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the original?
Yep.
Yeah. So, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
40 times, huh?
40 times. Well, I saw Empire in the theater 4 times. Empire Strikes Back.
Right. Yeah, but 4, that's, you know. You're talking 40. That's a lot.
So. Yeah.
Sorry, took a drink of my cranberry juice here.
That's fine.
And no, it's not mixed. Before you ask. Yet, that's later. So that was my 9 and 8, because I told you Better Off Dead already and One Crazy Summer. Did you do 9 and 8, or you just do not?
I did 8, so I'll go ahead with 7.
Okay.
My favorite romantic comedy is, what's the line from here? Men and women can never be friends when Harry met Sally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's a good one, too. Back then, those movies that they were making with her, they were all good. They were all, you know, You Got Mail and all that stuff. Those are all, you know, those are all pretty funny movies.
Yeah, Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mine is History of the World Part 2.
Oh, man. I love that movie. What's the name of that dance? Where they have to prove if they're eunuchs or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Forbidden Ethiopian dance.
What do you mean? I don't like my people. I love my people. Pull. And then it's a... And of course, the one that I like that probably will make people mad, but it is funny to me, where he has the tablet, so he's walking down. He goes, right. "Lord has given me these 15 10 commandments."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a classic.
That movie is just, it's funny. And the singing, there's always a singing number in all of them. And, you know, all of Mel Brooks, I always thought Mel Brooks movies were just so funny. Like I said, you couldn't make any of them today. Especially one more that's up on my list. But anyway.
I've got that at number 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 6 is the original Avengers, not the TV show, the movie.
Yeah, the original. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's cool. My son is really into the, you know, the superhero stuff. Of course, he's 9, but he's really, you know, 9 or he'll be 10, like in 25 days. So anyway, I used to like I liked them when I was younger, but I really haven't watched many. I watched the Spider-Man series. I watched those, but the Avengers, I haven't seen it. So
Wow, it's really well done.
Yeah,
especially the effects.
Right. My number six is Rustler's Rhapsody.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it, but it's one of Tom Berenger's first films.
Oh, okay.
And you should watch it because it is if you ever watched and Andy Griffith plays a gay cattle baron in it. So, but it is one of those and it's one of those shows that it's a spoof on every B Western you've ever seen. I mean, yeah. It is so funny. And if you've seen any Westerns back in the day, it spoofs those essentially. And I won't tell you the whole story behind it, but what happens, there's two good guys and they have to face each other at the end in a gunfight. And they don't know what to do because they're both good guys. So they don't know how they're supposed to. And actually the one guy is Tom Berenger. The other guy is John Wayne's son, actually.
Oh, wow.
So Patrick. Well, yeah. So it's so funny. And the way it is handled and the jokes and the way it's written, Mary Lou Henner's in it from Taxi.
Yeah.
She plays the town prostitute, but she doesn't do anything with him. She just talks. She doesn't do anything.
Right.
It's stuff like that. It's just funny. Then he has a sidekick that that he gets a sidekick and they say you always have to have a sidekick. He goes, I've never heard of that. A sidekick, really? And anyway, that he followed. And actually, it's the guy that played Rizzo, not Rizzo. Yeah, in MASH. I forget his name, but that guy that played him, that's who is his sidekick in it. But it's a great movie. If you ever get a chance to look it up, and I don't know if it's – I bought it years and years ago and digitized it. Shh, don't tell anybody. But anyway, but it's a – I think you like it, but it's called Rustler's Rhapsody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number five is the movie about bipolar disorder, Silver Linings Playbook.
I haven't seen it. I've seen it on everywhere to watch.
Yeah, it's excellent. If you like Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she won an Academy Award for it, and Bradley Cooper's in it. And Robert De Niro's in it.
Oh, so. Wow.
And Chris Tucker's in it, so it's nice. Really well done.
My wife and I just watched a movie last night with Jennifer Lawrence in it.
Yeah,
what was it called? It's one that just came out this year. What is it? It was on Netflix. Can't think of the name of it now. But it was.
One where she's really a punk?
No. This is one where the parents try to hire to date their son because he's so socially awkward to prepare him for college and stuff.
Oh,
can't think of it. I didn't like it in the first 5 minutes, and we went ahead and watched it, and it turned out to be a really good movie. It was pretty funny. I liked it. So, can't think of the name of it though. My mind is, what's that joke? They say the first three things to go with your old age is your sight, your hearing, and I forget the other one. all right. My number five is Airplane 2.
Oh, I love those movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Airplane 2 is my five, and Airplane is my number four. So, yeah, those both are just so well done.
I was quoting June Cleaver at work, and I almost got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
from that movie, because the line from the movie, she says, I can talk blank.
Yeah.
I almost got in trouble at work for my boss, and they're like, Joe, be quiet. I'm like, quoting from a movie.
Exactly. It's like, what are you talking about? Anymore, you can't say anything, So,
right.
And then, so what's your five? What's your four then? We're on your four, right?
Yep. I'm a huge Hitchcock guy. North by Northwest, part of it was filmed in Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, well, that's an oldie. That's real old.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. There was a movie filmed in Southern Indiana called Some Came Running years ago, too.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, gosh, I can't remember. I'm trying to remember. It was filmed in Madison, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Street of a cemetery, actually. I'm trying to think when it was made. 1958. So, yeah. Had Shirley MacLaine, Frank Sinatra, and Dean Martin.
Oh, wow.
Marion Ross from Happy Days fame.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, it had a pretty good cast in it. It was made in Madison, Indiana. Or some of it was filmed in Moffett Cemetery and around the area, around Madison and stuff, you know. Over the bridge in Kentucky a little bit. So we're number three.
Did you do number four?
Number four. Oh yeah, I said Airplane and Airplane Two. But then I also put because my top three are my top three. So my four, I kind of put the Vacation series, like, you know, Vacation, yeah. And Christmas Vacation and Vacation, not European Vacation. That was the only part about funny about European Vacation, I thought, was when, hey kids, Big Ben, Buckingham Palace Parliament. Hey kids, Big Ben, because they got stuck on the roundabout.
So, right.
But anyway, but that was the Vacations are on that list right there too, around or in my top five. You know, the first two. So
my number three, as I call it, is a meeting to order of Johnson, Johnson, Johnson and Johnson, Blazing Saddles.
Yep. That's funny. That's my number two, actually. So Caddyshack is my number three.
Great movie.
So yeah, but yeah, Blazing Saddles, just, you know, I love it when they're in the town hall there, the courthouse, wherever it is, and how can you argue with that?
Is that the Swedish Chef from the Muppets?
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, oh my gosh, it's so funny.
And when what's his name? A Mongo punches out that horse.
Yeah, hits it right in the nose and the horse. Yeah, exactly. It's like, whoa. There's so many things, and yeah, that movie. It's good. That's actually my number two.
Right.
Blazing Saddles, and then Caddyshack is my number three. So what's your number two then?
The Godfather.
Oh wow.
If you've got the Blu-ray, it's got an extra hour with the Robert Duvall character.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, that's did you like any of the other ones or just the first one?
Well, I liked all of them. Everybody dogged out the third one, but I liked the third one, so I liked all of them.
Right. Yeah. So, then my number one, I already gave it earlier, but it's Arthur with Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
So Christopher Cross did the soundtrack or did the theme and all that stuff, you know.
That soundtrack relaxed me so much, it'll put me to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, well, it's all Christopher Cross's. That's his M.O., you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, his voice is just, he's one of those people that looks nothing like he sounds, you know.
Oh, no kidding.
So, but he's, but yeah, that voice is, yeah, it's a great soundtrack. And then, that movie, you know, with, you know, Sir John Gielgud in it and all that, it's just so funny, you know. It's just, you know, he plays the butler and all that. So
number one for me is, I'm a huge fan. I think this movie changed the game. Star Wars: A New Hope.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, it did for sure. So that was one of the first movies I ever saw in a theater, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's the first movie I saw in Indianapolis when I was six.
Yeah.
So.
I was older than that.
Well, just imagine if you still had those toys in the box.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, well, I worked at Hardee's, and I had every California Raisin, you know, those little California Raisin figures that they used to get, you know, you get with the meals and stuff.
Right.
Every one of those, you know. If I had those, I mean, going back to Evel Knievel stunt cycles, like, oh my gosh, they're worth a fortune, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw one at a thrift store in Madison just the one sax player was like $10, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know?
Yeah.
That was just one. If you get a full set, you know, that was, because they came out, I forget how many came in the set, but you know, that for that season, there's like four or five in a set, and you have those for the different years, and my gosh, you could, you know, could retire.
I was in an antique store in Noblesville 2 weekends ago, and they had metal lunch boxes.
Oh yeah.
They had the Harlem Globetrotters and the Incredible Hulk. Take a guess how much they were.
Oh, I have no idea.
And they were not in mint condition.
Right.
$95.
Oh, wow. Well, I have my original Evel Knievel lunchbox that I had back when I first started, you know, school. And I have my Johnny Lightning Al Unser lunchbox. It's not in great shape at all. But I have both of those, so those are probably worth something too.
Yeah.
So, and then yeah. I also have a Bee Gees lunchbox. You just mentioned them earlier. I have the Bee Gees, and every Bee Gees lunchbox, the back had a solo picture of one of them, and I had Morris, which was one of those where I'm like, great, everybody wants Barry or they want Robin or whatever, but I got Morris. Well, then when he died, that thing went up in value like it was worth a fortune. You know, because yeah. I'm not a fortune, but I mean, it was, as lunch boxes go, it was worth a lot, because when he passed away, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, I kept it, of course. But then Robin passed away, then it wasn't quite as, you know, valuable or whatever. But like I said, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't get rid of it, just because it's, I'm one of these people, everybody knows me. I'm a kind of a hoarder. I don't get rid of anything.
Yeah.
If I have my iPod 1.5, guess what? There's probably a lot of other stuff. It was pretty cool, you know. So seeing, having those lunch boxes and all that, and seeing them. So they don't have lunch boxes anymore. Now then, they're all just, you know, fabric and zippers and, you know, all that stuff. You know, I remember, and back in the day, if you had a lunch box and had the thermos with it, oh my gosh, that was, you know, the little thermoses that came with them, you know.
I used to have an Avengers metal lunchbox and a $6 million man.
Oh, $6 million. Oh, yeah. Steve Austin, the man barely alive.
Right. He'd be $6 billion now.
Oh, yeah, the $6 billion. Yeah, exactly. then the Bionic Woman with Jamie Summers, you know?
Right, sure.
I think it was Lindsay Wagner was actually playing her.
Right.
But that was, you know, funny. Tell how old we are, you know, when you sit back and talk about those things. But it's just so different than, you know, than it is today, you know. I'm glad we have those memories. Let's put it that way, you know.
Well, I was talking about this at work, how Halloween has really gotten off the rails.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it used to be, you know, you just dress up and you go out and you get candy and everybody had their houses, you know, it was an event, you know, like,
right.
Your mom would drop you off and then you run back to the car, then you drive in a car, you didn't, you know, or you go down a street and you walk down and you get in the car, go somewhere else and, you know, all that. But, and anymore, it's just kind of, it's like it's taking a whole evil, more of an evil turn, you know?
Oh, I agree 100%. It's all about which costume's goriest.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a shame.
I sound like the old guy, you know, sits out in his robe yelling at the clouds, you know? So, but anyway. my dad, it's kind of ironic we're talking about this now, because my dad passed away, you know, in 2007 on Halloween, you know? So, but it's weird how, you know, over the years, you know, how Halloween's changed and all that, but it's, I don't know. It's just a time back in the day when you could just, we never locked our houses, our house or a car. We never locked them or anything, you know, it was just,
right.
This, you know, now then you have to have them double locked and barred and everything, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting now, you know, then having kids, you know, Halloween, you know, you have to be careful, you know, like where you take them and what you do and all that. Like, so it's, you know, it's just, it's changed dramatically, you know?
Oh, I agree. So you got any final comments?
No, I don't. This has been fun. No, thanks for having me on. So this has been fun and everything, you know. So we'll have to do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah. How about next week?
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And these local flavors have been brought to you by Joshua 1, Psalm 91, and 1 Peter 5:7. And for Rob, I'm Joe, and we'll see you next time.